Really fascinating and a very warm-hearted guy. I've had the good fortune to meet him before. So let's play a track called Tender Lovin' Outlaw Livin' by Joey Only Outlaw Band to kick off the show. This is CITR Radio.
When we both recover, we will still be lovers. Pigs will hide when we ride into town. You'll carry my revolver, 'cause we are bank robbers on the lam, and we're still in love. After the big gunfight, all will be alright when you ride into my rendezvous. You'll stitch up my war wounds, a posse will come real soon. I know you're wanted, but I want you more. When we go out a-robbing, riding, fighting, shooting, through the battles our love will bloom. The hangman is a-fixin', the lawman is a-wishing to find us both and see our love be doomed. They'll string me on a hanger. The towns will cheer when I swing my feet. Teach our kids to ride well, for my time has come now. The rope is set to swing me down to hell. Go tell them where we bury the millions that you carry. I don't regret that you and I are married. Kids are set and we'll never have to worry.
Dress pants keep their crease. signs that we don't call police. It's just one of those nights, my throat's kinda dry. Let these sad notes linger out to the traffic lights and hang in the branches like birds too tired to fly. I'm here to tell her there's a door by the river, there's a window by the sea. There's a door by the river, there's a window by the sea. There's a door by the river, there's a window by the sea. There's a door by the river. From a seagull purse at a busy intersection. Children and mother. Thank you.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Refreshing indeed. That's what we do here in the, at the station. We broadcast for you fantastic music you would not otherwise hear. And I play a lot of music from Australia, which is where I'm from. Maybe not so much today because we have a local band who are going to be playing live in the studio from about 6:30. And just there you heard three singer-songwriters from British Columbia. Well, actually, that last one was an instrumental track by a gentleman by the name of Steve Dawson, a very accomplished acoustic guitarist. And before that was C.R. Avery and a song called Door by the River from his compilation album, I believe, called Chainsmoke and Blues. And then at the top of the show was a good friend of mine, Joey Only, from the Joey Only Outlaw Band, going back to his first record, 2006. And you heard a track called Tender Lovin', Outlaw Livin'. And I hope you're well, Joey. And Joey's actually the guy who gave me my first little guitar lessons. And a few years on, I'm actually playing a show. I'm playing next Thursday night at the Lana Luz with the Savoys, the band that are playing today. I'll be supporting them, so I'm really excited about that. So they'll be on pretty soon. Now, as I mentioned, Nardwa told me in the hallway that a little bit of Vancouver history, that the Savoy was a club that I don't know when it started or when it ended, but it was in operation in the 80s and there was a lot of live music there. And what makes it extra special is that at some time the CITR Shindig was held there, so our yearly Battle of the Bands competition. And in 1985, a compilation record was made. And it's Shindig Live at the Savoy, 1985, various artists. So the bands that were on there, mid-80s local punk bands, Rhythm Mission, NG3, Red Herring, Nerve Tubes, My Three Sons, and Death Sentence. Now, I'm really kind of heartbroken because the album is meant to be in our library, but it's not, like, it's on our database, but it's not in the spot where it's meant to be in the library. But what I've done, I've raced in there, and I've found two records of two of the bands that were on that compilation. I found a record by Red Herring called Taste Tests and a record by Rhythm Mission called Wild Mood Swings. So we've got about 9 minutes left before the band goes on, so I want to play for you a track from each of these records. So this is, I love this spontaneity. Thank you, Nardwa. I did not know these records existed even half an hour ago. So let's go to it now. Let's start off with I think Red Herring. I'm going to jump straight on the record player now and play you a song going back to at least 1985. Yeah, here we go. This is Red Herring.
She won't do nothing, that's not good for me. She's got a heart the whole thing.
Hi.
You snuck in my room and got them and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Alec.
And I'm Graham of the Stumbler's Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
All right, we're back on the station, CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com. And what a fortuitous turn of events, talking to Nardwuar in the hallway, and he told me all about this compilation that was created, Shindig, Live at the Savoy, 1985, various artists. And as I mentioned, sadly, that record is missing from where it's meant to be in the record section in our library. But I found two of the bands that were playing in 1985 at Shindig for CITR and that were on that compilation, and they're the two bands that I just played for you. First up was Red Herring from a record called Taste Tests, and I played for you the song Taste Tests, and it starts off with the lyric, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, when the world is falling apart, it sure beats me, it sure beats me, it sure beats me. How can anyone possibly hype Taste Tests? Awesome. That's from 1985, that record. And here on the back, it says Enrico Renz, Stefan Nikleva, Martin Walton, and Steve Lazin were the members of that band. And next up was a band called Rhythm Mission and a record called Wild Mood Swings. And they featured Warren Ash, Warren Hunter, Andy Graffiti, Dennis Mills. Now, Dennis Mills, I've just been told by Janice McKenzie of the station that he is still around because he was a member of the Jazzmanian Devils, who were, well, still are. They've actually started playing again. Really, really sophisticated jazz music. And so I'm just, actually, Janice McKenzie sent me a message right now when I knew she'd be someone, along with Nardwuar, who'd know all about this. So she mentioned that, yes, the Savoy was a club. It looks like Shindig was held there 1984 through to 86, possibly. She says that a band called Nerve Tubes won by playing nude, beating a band called Little Rat Skulls. So there you go. There's some little local music trivia there. Thanks to Janice McKenzie, and thanks to Nardwuar, too, for letting me know about that record. Maybe it'll show up one day and we'll be able to actually play the real thing, the live Shindig at the Savoy. But that we'll have to do for now. That's fantastic to discover these two records. So there you go. And again, if you're just tuning in, why am I obsessed about that today? Well, the band that who are about to play on the radio here for us are called the Savoys. They're a local band. And I'm going to ask, one of the questions I'm going to ask, of course, is where the name came from. Maybe it's came from this famous Vancouver club, maybe not, but anyway, we've learnt something today. Sarah's just told me they're probably at least another 5 or so minutes off, so that's time to play some Australian music. Here's a brand new band, brand new song. They're called The Middle Names, and they're unique because they're from the island state of Tasmania, that tiny little... Well, it's not so tiny, really, but on the map, it looks small. That little island right at the base of Australia is called Tasmania. And this band is called The Middle Names, and they've proven themselves with their debut album, I Need Space, and their new single, Remember Me At All. So that's the one I'm going to play for you right now. This is The Middle Names, all the way from Tasmania. It's a very, very, very long way from where I'm sitting right now. This song is called Remember Me All.
Take me home to meet your family, and I'm sure you'll remember me at all. Remember me at
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, we're back. This is CITR Radio's Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And at the top of the set there was a brand new band from Tasmania, the island just at the southern tip of Australia. The band's called The Middle Names, and the track is called Remember Me at All. And that was followed up by a song from the deep, dark past. That was The Hunters and Collectors. So we went back to the 80s again, 1986, from the classic album Human Frailty. And that was actually a request. Somebody just called through, and I was in such a state, I forgot to get the person's name, but thanks, caller, for calling through and requesting Hunters and Collectors, a legendary Australian band. And I played for you track 2 from the record Human Frailty. The song was called Is There Anyone in There? Okay, so we're about to have some live music on the show. The Savoys are a local band, seemingly new on the scene, but actually they have been around under the name of Days of Heaven. So they recently changed their name and they have a debut EP out. So we'll be chatting with them after their set. But I think they're ready to go. So Sarah and John, let's give them the go-ahead. This is the Savoys on CITR Radio.
Thank you. You're listening to Tim.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs.
Okay, so we're listening to the Savoys live on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. Take it away, Savoys.
Thank you.
a little something like this.
Amazing stuff. That is the Savoys, a local band, live in the CITR studios for Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. And we've got really wonderful sound this week. Thanks so much, Sarah and John. We'll be right back after this message with more of the Savoys.
Venue for local and touring musicians to share their original music and stories. Each month, three artists or acts take to the stage and play music in the round. Taking turns happens every last Wednesday of the month at the unique Prop House Cafe located at 1636 Venable Street. Taking Turns is committed to bringing live and original music to East Vancouver while raising funds for local charities through a monthly raffle. This month's chosen charity is First Call BC Child and Youth Advocacy Coalition. Taking Turns would not be possible without the kind and continued support of sponsors Bone Rattle Music, Dominion Blue Repographics, and CITR 101.9 FM. For more information about upcoming shows and artists, please visit takingturns.ca. That's taken, spelled T-A-K-I-N, without the G.
All right, we're back with the Savoys live on CITR Radio.
Thought that I was singing the name Juliet in the first verse, and I definitely was not.
It's a pretty good name, though.
All right, guys, here we go. One, two, one, two, buckle my shoe.
Thank you. state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday evening. It's a bit after 7 o'clock here in Vancouver. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and we've been listening to a local band called the Savoys play live in the studio. It sounds brilliant, and they've got one or two more songs left before they pop into the studio where I'm sitting for a chat. So here we go. This is the Savoys.
Thanks so much for tuning in. This is our last song. We're the Savoys. Check us out at facebook.com/the Savoys Band. This is called The Imposition. Take it away, Jude.
The position I'm in don't make a lick of sense to stick around. Baby, I've been darker than midnight in the moonlit sky. I can see these are the days of comfort, our days of heaven at our door. This is a time for patience, a time for glory.
Thank you, CITR. All right, that's it. That was the final song from our live band today, the Savoys from Vancouver, BC, Canada. And they'll be popping next door now because I'm not seeing where they are at. I'm in a booth and they're in a different section. And the wonders of technology are making this happen. But they're going to walk in now and we're going to talk. So thanks for tuning in. This is a strand of the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we'll be right back after this station ID.
Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. A picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Hi, I'm CJ, CITR's campus coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Duncan's Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, Program Manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the Student Executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR Station Manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the Digital Library Coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the Volunteer Manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the Sponsorship Coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rozelle, President of CITR's Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
All right, we're back here live on the radio in Vancouver, a little station called CITR, and the show is called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And if you're just tuning in, you missed out on a great set. We had a live band in the studio called the Savoys. But never fear, because this will be on the internet. It usually takes me a few days, but it'll be on a podcast. Our blog is ausstrandedradio.com, and I also whacked them up on SoundCloud too, so it'll be up there. But anyway, you'll be able to learn who the Savoys are now, and I'm sure they'll tell us about an internet link for their songs as well. Guys, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias. That is Barnaby. Actually, Barnaby, you are Peruvian.
I am indeed.
And were you a latecomer to the band? Like, I know that the band sort of formed in a high school collective, is that right? And then...
Yeah, I jumped in. I basically found Nat on Craigslist, of course. And I got in touch with Dave, with Jason, actually, who's the manager.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just decided to jump together a couple of times. They like me. I like them. So, yeah, this we kick it off He's from there. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, me and Dave are high school friends, but we formed the band about a year and a half ago. So... We certainly weren't playing music together back in high school, which was the 90s, because we're pretty damn old.
Oh, wow. So, but did you talk about music back then? Did you both know that you were both big music guys?
Yeah, I mean, we were both big music fans, and Dave was, you know, had always played instruments, but we certainly hadn't talked about being in a band together, we just never really thought about it until... about a year and a half ago, so it all kind of came out of nowhere a little bit.
Wow, fortuitous! It's just interesting to know the seeds were planted back then. Like, what can you think of any music you were listening to back then? Maybe you swapped some CDs between the two of you. Besides the common Seattle bands, were there any other lesser known local bands? Maybe, or
I think that stuff came up sort of more recently with you know, whole indie music, internet, downloadable, streamable music thing, where we were able to tune into bands that we hadn't had access to previously, because when we were in high school, we were just going to HMV buying CDs that kind of everyone had heard about.
You know?
So that stuff, like the more obscure bands that everyone loves these days, now, you know, that didn't exist really. It was hard to find, you know?
That's true, yeah. Unless you were tuning into this little station, sure. Because it's what we do. And this is a good segue into, you guys were probably busy setting up before, but I played at the start of the show bands that were on this compilation called Shindig Live at the Savoy. So did you know that there was a club called the Savoy in Vancouver?
Yeah, I live down in Strathcona, and I had seen the club. We had been in there actually last summer before the Deer Hunter show, and Dave almost got beat up in the club by a crackhead. True story. And I just kind of popped into my head. I mean, I wasn't trying to name our band after the pub.
Hang on. I'm gonna interrupt, because I know what the one you're talking about. This is a different Savoy.
Oh.
Yeah, because, the Savoy on Hastings, which is a, which is a pretty rough bar.
Yeah.
But this is back in the 80s. There was a real music venue called the Savoy. Oh. So, yeah, coincident, because Nardwar, actually, who you spoke to in the hallway, he pulled me aside and said, Matt, you got to know about this, because he knows this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I was doing while you were setting up. I was playing this old 80s stuff.
Oh, nice.
So that's cool. So you didn't even know that you're part of musical history from the 80s without even knowing it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to pretend we knew about it forever from now on.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't say that Narva told you.
Yeah.
because the other Savoy is... That'd be interesting. I'd like to see you maybe show up there one day and try to play.
Stay clear of that place. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. The name itself, did it come to you for any particular reason, or it just sounds good?
No, well, I live in Strathcona, like I said, and when we were trying, because we were calling ourselves Days of Heaven before, and I mean, it was kind of an okay name, but we always felt like it sounded a little too epic, and it was a little kind of cheesy, we thought. So when we were trying to figure out a new name, I was thinking about, you know, there's so many bars, old bars in that neighborhood that have, you know, cool sounding names. And I guess that was my train of thought. And then, the Savoys came up. I did a quick Google search. Nothing popped up. And we went with it. So
yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, and the sound is amazing. Like, have you altered your sound at all since you changed names, or was that?
No, because we're playing a bunch of the same songs, right? Like that.
Yeah.
We did an EP last summer as Days of Heaven, and then we're keeping a bunch of those songs, and new songs come up, and it's sort of the same thing.
Yeah. So we're chatting with the Savoys here. They're a 4-piece local band, and they just played a live set. You've played, I guess you're still pretty new to playing shows around town. Have you any other bands you've played with so far that you could mention? Or?
We play with Teenager, who they were Teapot Hill, and they were a Shindig finalist a couple years ago or something.
Hmm.
But we have a gig coming up on the 8th at Land of Blues, and we're playing with Lisa's Hotcakes and M. Lund,
who we
might know.
Yeah.
So other than that, we've played with a handful of other bands. Frankie is a really great all-girl quartet, I guess.
Yeah.
And
Sun Howler, Wolf.
Oh, yeah. We play with Sun Howler, who's great, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
definitely Frankie and Sun Howler are two bands to check out for sure.
Great. I always ask, because there's so much amazing music, and this is what we do. So thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
We'll be right back after this break to chat some more with Savoys on CITR Radio.
First?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my god! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Easy Bench.
trouble.
Okay, so we're back with the Savoys. They're our special studio guests this week, and they've already played a live set. And you'll be able to find that on the podcast at ozstrandedradio.com. Give me a few days over the weekend. It should be up early in the week. And guys, yeah, thanks so much. You were just saying, I'm actually going to be supporting you guys at Lana Luz next week. Thanks to a mutual friend, Alicia. Who knows Alicia?
Yeah, I know Alicia from way back in the day. We've been friends for probably at least around 10 years. So.
Oh.
Yeah, we're... Me and her tight.
Alicia from the Shimmering Stars, who played just last week at the Fox Theater. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is kind of random because she mentioned that not knowing that you guys were coming on today. So it's just very fortuitous. So just to maybe go back in time then, if you guys were high school friends but only started playing a year or so back, what other musical projects have you guys been part of for?
Well, I guess, I mean, this is Dave speaking, and Jay and I were buddies forever, and I had music projects growing up, and mom's a piano teacher. I never had any choice but to play music, kind of forever. I think, Matthew, if you want to speak about your background.
I've been playing guitar since high school, and I went to theater school at Studio 58, so did musical theater and play my own stuff, and I'm involved with another band as well, but this is the main band right now.
Yeah. Oh, musical theatre. How has that journey been for you? Like, what sort of do you do a lot of shows around locally? Or
I'm rehearsing for a show right now. It's going to be going up at the Havana Theatre at the end of the month. It's a new work, and just whatever kind of comes up. I do sound design and write my own stuff and play with these guys. So it's just trying to stay in the industry.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah.
I started actually playing music back in school for the school band when I was 15. So I've been playing drums ever since, but I've been on and off all the time. But once I moved to Vancouver and decided to live here, I just decided to find a band that I can play with and play some shows. So, I'm part of the Savoys now. So.
And Barnaby... He didn't grow up listening to like indie rock or anything. And the only reason he searched us out was because he met some chick and asked her what kind of music she listened to. She said indie rock. So the next day he was on Craigslist typing in indie rock.
And I thought it was a band or something like that.
Whoa.
So he found us that way.
And I thought that indie music was music from India. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, so how long have you lived here in... You moved up from Peru in roughly what year?
I'm kind of new. I've been here for a year and 3 or 4 months. So, yeah, I'm kind of new in Vancouver. And, yeah, I never been to Canada before, so it was my first choice to come to Vancouver.
Wow, it's a brave move, yeah. I'm the same. I came from a long way away and I know what it's like. It's really good fortune to meet a bunch of good guys and do what you love straight away. Yeah. What exactly drew you up here? Like, why did you come to Vancouver specifically?
Well, I got a residence. I know that so many people are looking for the residence. I got it, happily. So, yeah, I'm just living the dream here in Canada.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, the dream continues with live music with the Savoys. So that was Barnaby, we just spoke with, who plays drums. And we've been also speaking with Jason, Dave, and Matthew, who is a newish guitarist.
New addition.
Well, awesome stuff. And as I said, this podcast will be up on Ostranded Radio. The band The Savoys are playing at Lana Luz next Thursday, the 8th of May. And any other shows after that, or that's...
No, that's all that, we have lined up for now, but...
There'll be plenty, I'm sure.
Yeah,
hopefully. Oh, and actually, where people can find you online?
Our website is thesavoysband.com, and our Facebook page is the Savoys, or facebook.com/thesavoysband. So, they can check us out there. We post a lot of photos of ourselves with our shirts off and stuff like that. So
here in the studio because it's so damn hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely the place to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, guys. It's been wonderful, and I look forward to hanging with you next Thursday night at Lana Luz in Vancouver.
Excellent.
So, Yeah, we've been chatting with the Savoys, Jason, Dave, Barnaby, and Matthew. And we only have 5 minutes left of the show, and I did promise I wanted to play a song for somebody who got in touch with me online, a local musician named Don Anderson. So, guys, anyone who's listening out there, feel free to forward me your music. You know, it doesn't have to be completely polished or whatever, because Don has sent me a link to a YouTube clip of him at home. And this is a wonderful thing. His song is called Children in the Breeze. And he says here, a song I wrote a while ago. Haven't played it in a while, so I'm a bit rusty. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. So we're going to play it for you now. This is a local artist named Don Anderson, who I actually met at an open mic. Children in the Breeze. So this has been Stranded. We have African Rhythms up next. And thank you, Savoys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye for now. This is Don Anderson.
Stay because you need me so. It's just so hard to let you go. Look in my eyes and we both know. Lost our love so long ago. We are but children in the breeze. You always brought me to my knees. You used to gently take my hand. Together we'd walk down the sand. I still think of you, our memories. Do you ever stop and think of me? The sands of time always erase. I just cannot forget your face. We are but children in the breeze. You always brought me to my knees. You used to gently take my hand. Together we'd walk down the sand. Together we'd walk down the sand.
like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
First?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my god. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy! Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
And I'm a disappointed soul. Well, I tried.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle. A tax-deductible receipt. And a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
And I'm a disappointment.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner. Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Did you know multiple sclerosis is the most common neurological disease affecting young adults in Canada? MS is unpredictable, affecting vision, hearing, memory, balance, and mobility. Join us this year at the MS Walks across the Lower Mainland to help raise vital funds for people living with MS. For more information, please visit mswalks.ca. Let's lace up together to end MS.
Thank you.
one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
This is a journey into...
It's like a big-ass river flowing to all different parts of the world. Hip-hop to me is like a lifestyle. It's like a culture. It's like about graffiti. It's about the DJ. It's about the MC. Hip-hop is like this marquee. Hip-hop is like Sugar Hill. Like, hip-hop is like, to me, back in the day when I used to listen to the Ultramedic MCs. Yeah, hip-hop is like Jungle Brothers. Hip-hop is like Native Tongue. Hip-hop is like the Far Side, chilling on the underground cypher. T-Love gets on Crenshaw, and I get a little bit hyper. Hip-hop is like Good Life, chilling in L.A. on the West Coast. Hip-hop is Yeshua, Sia, Yeshua, Bobito, giving props to my man Crazy Legs. T-Love is like Rakim, chilling on a Saturday with like a KRS-One flows. It's like this deep shit. It's like a big ass story. But the story is anyone can tell it from what I know. And I'm on the mic, I'm on the mic.